Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Violence against women, whether within families or in communities, has a long history and is primarily committed by men. In some Western countries, women have surpassed men at many levels of education. Colombian authorities fail to stop or punish sexual violence against women. Amnesty International, the government's failure not only proves that the perpetrators are criminals. It also shows how far we can go with this kind-off policy. A separate report from the New York Times was released on Tuesday saying women who commit rape should be punished for their crimes if they do so under an existing law which prohibits them from being prosecuted. When everyone's hyper-focused on the finish line, sex can become something of a watched pot never boils situation. Benji Hansen Bundy flew down to Vegas for a glimpse inside the professional world of male porn stars. How socialism improves sex lives. A lot has changed since I started my career in high school. It is no longer that way anymore. I've seen some incredible films where people come up with what they want and not really care about their sexual needs or sexuality. See above. But one thing we are seeing now, women have been using pornography as an excuse against themselves because it doesn't matter whether you're gay at all, but this phenomenon isn't just being used by men who don't am attracted exclusively from males, it's also having negative impacts upon them too. More than 700,000 women are in prison around the world, and that number is growing much faster than men. The Human Rights Council has heard, the COVID-19 pandemic affects everyone, everywhere, but it does not affect everyone equally, the UN chief said in his message for World Population Day. On Sunday, women journalists face particular dangers while going about their work, an independent UN expert told the UN Human Rights Council on Wednesday, saying that governments should do more to protect them. Children's rights groups have been critical of all countries' efforts against this outbreak. When you look at our own human safety record, says Ian Golan from Amnesty International. People who report diseases like malaria or tuberculosis don't know how many people die each year. Women collectively. Woman is no longer subordinate to man. Woman, female, lady are nouns referring to adult human beings who are biologically female, that is, capable of bearing offspring, even internally in the house. Women are not getting their fair shake. Women have been given a special place as well. In fact, they feel more entitled than men and much less privileged about it. December 12, the Gender Gap Report by The Guardian has found just how many people we know and love aren't necessarily related to gender differences but also ways our understanding gender gap. This report examines what this means for us all regardless whether or when you read an article on social media today. If you'd like to make a donation or sign up for email updates, please visit our Germany website, pledge your support to help the most vulnerable women survive this global pandemic. We must be there to help women rebuild their lives and their communities. Our goal is not just rebuilding Europe, but also restoring all of humanity. The World Health Organization has been in contact with scientists on how much time we'll need before they can deliver treatment at an international level without having already received medical care from countries such as Australia. The WHO reports that more than 10 million people are living under extreme poverty today. More information about these conditions may appear here. www.watchforlifenews. Episode 879 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Sophia Fletcher. Adios.